Thank you for that beautiful song and for all the songs this morning, songs that lift our heart, get our minds on the things above. And we're in the world, but thank God they told us we're not of the world. It's pilgrims and strangers passing through. This world is not our home. And in this world, there's all kinds of things that come against us to get our minds off Christ, get our minds off the things of God, and they work, because many times people succumb to that, and they do concentrate, meditate on things of the world more than things of God. But this morning, let's look at the application that the Lord told us in His precious word, because we have the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is there to help us filter out those unwanted things. Sometimes I make my mind up within myself, you know, I'm not going to think about that. I'm going to think about the things of God, and when those other things, not sinful things necessarily, but things that occupy your mind more than things of God, I say within myself, I'm going to filter that out. But the problem is my filtering system's not all that good sometimes. And then you see something else or you hear something else, and there your pattern goes back to thinking. But we have the Holy Ghost. And if we take advantage and let the Holy Ghost be the one that filters out, let's study about that this morning. Now, in God's precious word, many times He uses parables. He uses earthly illustrations to show us heavenly things. Now, the earthly illustrations He used, you know, the sower, the good vine. He talked about the shepherd and the sheep. On and on. He uses worldly things that we know something about. And then He would use that to lead us into something spiritual. So it's easy to contemplate on the worldly things that we need to forget about. But let's just look at them and kindly set the stage, because we're going to talk about spiritual things. But as Jesus taught us in His word, the spiritual things are oftentimes best explained and sink in a little bit better if we look at some worldly aspects too, which will lead us into the thinking of the spiritual things. Because in the physical, that's where we are, in a physical world and a physical body. But greater is He that's within us than He that's within the world. So let's talk this morning about filtering out some unwanted things and some hurtful things. And they're all around us. We don't think much about them, but let's just use some illustrations. Let's talk about some filtering in the physical sense. First of all, in the hearing. You know, I wear hearing aids to help me hear better. But that hearing aid also, the best they can filter out, lets me hear some wind if I'm outside, or dishes or things. They do a good job as best they can to let me only hear human voices at that frequency. But they're not perfect. And all the filtering I try to do within myself to keep those things out, they're not perfect either. But set the stage again, if we can allow, He wants to keep those things, those harmful things, away from us. Then we have breathing filters. We know all about that, don't we, the breathing filters? And we had them even before the COVID, you know. If you were out back when I was a young guy, I could go out and mow ragweeds, and the yellow pollen was so thick you couldn't even hardly see. For all those many years, it didn't bother me. But now if I sweep the carport, I'd best wear a mask, because it filters out, helps me filter out. And then we've heard much about the filter, the allergies, and the toxin. And I've done a lot of reading about it. And I read that, you know, there is something, a copper oxide mask, and they say it kills the bacteria. Well, that's interesting. That's good. But then I read something else that said, oh, stay away from those, because they're so stiff, they let air in around the sides. So which is better? There again, it's not perfect, is it? But there again, it leads us in the fact that if the Holy Ghost makes application in our life spiritual, He can help us filter out those unwanted and those hurtful things in our life. And then there's a lot of filtering that we don't even see that's going on right now in the sound system. They have good filters back there to keep out the unwanted sounds. And even in the electrical system, that when you have failed electricity in your home, boy, we really appreciate electricity then, don't we? There's a lot of problems with that, because then you have a lot of harmonics and solid state devices and the new electronics. They generate third and fifth harmonics. What's wrong with harmonics? They increase distortion and they cause hearing problems. And the AM radio is a good example. You go down the road with AM radio, and if it's like mine, probably made in China, they don't have a good filtering system on there to keep out those things that's out there. You know, the power line, it's got all those lines of flux out there, and they're just floating. You don't see them, and the radio's not doing a good job filtering out, so you get a buzz. A lot of things in their life are like that. Man does about the best he can in a lot of things, but still that filtering system. And then the radio, you know, you have another frequency, a frequency for this, a frequency for that. Well, the Holy Ghost has a frequency. And if we can tap into that precious Holy Ghost, he would take that blood of Jesus as the ultimate filter from all the worldliness and all the sin and all the things that's going on in this world that's against Christ. And boy, there's a lot of that, isn't there? Communism and socialism, which is against and contrary to the Word of God, where people want to be in control of your life rather than letting God be in control of your life. The Holy Ghost can help us filter that out of our life. Oh, the world will do what they want to and what they have been doing. And it'll get worse and worse, that we know. But I'm talking about individually. We can get to a place. We're going to use the scripture to understand that. And then some other things that we're not even aware of. You know, the electronics, as I've said, generate a lot of third and fifth harmonics, which is distortion and bad. And man tries to filter that out. But in doing so, those devices get hot. And you have to transfer heat. So you transfer heat by three methods, by radiation, by convection, and by conduction. That's the only three ways that we have of getting rid of those heat things, the solids, the materials, the material and the gases and everything. But now there's man-made devices that helps get rid of those unwanted things. But let's concentrate now that we've led up to saying all the filtering systems that you could talk all morning about, the filtering system somehow that man has put in place and helps us put in place to filter against all the unwanted. But let's talk about the spiritual. That's where the emphasis is this morning, not just the physical. We're aware of that. But let's talk about the precious Word of God. We're going to look at John chapter 1, verses 14. And 18. First of all, I want to look at recognizing truth. Because truth's out there, there's only one truth, that Jesus is Lord, and God sent his Son into this world to die, and to bleed and suffer, and willing to take your sins and my sins, and then give us the precious Holy Ghost as a comforter, and rather name the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the truth. Let's read some scripture that help us recognize that truth. Now, the thing about it, if you recognize truth, then you have a greater desire for more truth. Well, when I talk to people, as often I do, that say they do not believe in God, and I ask them, would you be open-minded to truth if you could understand it? And they couldn't really fairly say, no, I wouldn't. And I said, Will, would you read a portion of God's word with an open mind? And, well, I don't believe in God. They say, well, just open mind says, I don't know. Would you read the scripture with an open mind? And I always point them to John. So we're going to deal mostly in John this morning. And it'll help us recognize truth. And when you recognize truth, if you receive that truth, it'll lead you into more truth. And the only truth there is God, the Word of God, is truth, ultimate truth. Chapter 1, verses 14. Recognizing truth, it causes the desire truth. And the Word was made flesh, verse 14, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of of grace and truth. John bare record of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Truth. If people read that for the first time with an open mind, they'll do some reading again. Wait a minute. He's coming after me, but he was before me. And then hopefully they'll open their mind up to the truth and start recognizing truth. Verse 16. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Filtering out man's thinking and man's desire, the word of God is truth. And when we recognize that truth and we understand that there's more truth we don't even know about, perhaps it'll open up our mind that there's one truth, and that is God and his Son through the precious blood of Jesus. And it'll help us filter out the unwanted or the thinking of man and look at truth. And then when you see truth, you'll recognize that truth if you have an open mind. Not only that, but let's look second of all at receiving truth. Now, you can recognize truth all you want to, and people do that all the time. They say, oh, I recognize God's word is perfect. He is the truth. He is the light. You say, well, I know that. That's not good enough. You have to receive that. See, in our head, we know a lot of things, but then we have to personally receive it. Let's see what the scripture says in John 3, verses 16. Familiar verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is a condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought of God. Receiving truth once we recognize truth. And once we've done that, we come to accept truth and realize that we within ourselves are lost, undone, headed to the devil's hell. But God sent his Son into the world, and it's been revealed to us. And if we recognize that and we receive him as Lord and Savior, then he forgives us our sins and we can follow him. Not only recognizing truth, but receiving truth. But let's look at the revealed truth. Revealed truth, if we accept it, it filters out. We just read it. It filters out the darkness and the evil. You have to receive it because although it could be revealed, men doesn't want that. Man doesn't want that. He just said they love sin. They love their own will. So they had rather walk in darkness. But if that truth has been received, that gets away all the unwanted and it filters it out, and we don't want anything but truth. If we hear a song, maybe a religious song, but some religious so-called songs contradict the word of God. And some, we have to recognize that. We have to say, hey, it sounds good, got a good melody and all that, but sometimes it displays and says, oh, it's man. Man's big on that, promoting himself and trying to say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Well, the best we can do, our filtering system's not very good. We need songs, and we sing songs around here that elevate and lift up the name of Jesus. and that reveal truth, receive truth, recognize truth, causes us to want more truth, and we easily, more readily recognize the untruth because the Holy Ghost is now in our heart that's helping us filter out those things. And rather than clapping our hands and rejoicing on songs that magnify self rather than God, we look back and say, oh, there's not truth in that. It's Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by him. You have to be careful. And sometimes you talk to people along the way, and they mean well, but they haven't recognized truth. They haven't received truth, and it's not been revealed in their heart all the things of God yet, and they can lead you astray. Be very careful, but not to worry. If you have recognized, received, and let the truth of God be revealed in your heart, you can recognize that a mile off, and it's just like dull bells ringing. Ooh, that's not of God. That's not of God. See, when you start receiving truth and you love truth, then it controls your life. It filters out all the unwanted. Well, let's look at John chapter 8 and verse 43. This revealed truth that filters out all that darkness and evil, if we receive it and if we recognize it, it displays it. It just gets rid of it. John 8, 42. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. See, that revealed truth helps us recognize that Satan is evil and all his works are evil, and a lot of people are serving him on planet Earth. We come across those, but not to worry. If we recognize the word of God is truth, and we receive that, and then the Holy Ghost reveals that, we can help somebody else along the way, and we won't be deceived because in their heart we hate evil. I've learned, and I try to learn more every day, to hate what God hates and to love what God loves. And that can only be possible. It can't happen in my thinking or my mind. It has to come by the truth, revealed truth, receive truth, recognize truth, of the word of God. That's why the word of God is so important. Let's look now at the residue that's left over, because that Holy Ghost will filter out a whole lot of junk. Percentage-wise, I don't know. But all the things in the world that's untrue, that's in darkness, that's evil, that's a pretty high percentage, isn't it? Well, it's not all evil, and it's not all darkness. There's a residue left, and that residue can be received. So you know what that residue is going to do? Once the Holy Ghost has helped us filter out all that other stuff, it'll lead to worship. Every time. Just the truth of God's word, once everything else is gone out of our mind, out of our heart, listen to what the Bible says about how it leads to worship. John chapter 4, verses 22. The residue. Small part, because there's so much evil and darkness in this world. We hear it and we see it. If you're not careful, you'll think a lot about it. John chapter 4, verse 22. Talking about the residue that's left, how it leads to worship. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Once everything else is gone, their mind is clear. Now Satan's still alive on planet Earth, and he deceives, and he still shows things. And that's why it's so important, because if you're like me, you hear things, and you don't always retain what you hear. And even if you heard it clearly, which is another thing, we could all hear a speech. 10 of us could hear a speech that's 10 minutes long, and 10 of us write down what we heard, and there'd be an alarm and difference in it, wouldn't it? But then if you see something, that thing you see, or for me, if I see it or I read it, it's there. While I hear, and that's probably good because you hear so much junk, you can't remember it all and probably shouldn't even try. Probably want to let the Holy Ghost filter most of it out. But I'm talking about the residue that's left now. And he says the only way we can worship him is once everything else is gone, the worldliness, self-promotions, pride. God hates pride. And all the things of self, once it's filtered out, then we can worship him in spirit and in truth. That's the only way. That small residue that's left. Physical's gone. See, we're in the world. It'll come back tomorrow. We'll see something. We'll hear something. We'll think something. But the Holy Ghost is still available to help us filter it out again and again. So now we've recognized it. We've received it. It's been revealed to us. And the residue that's left, we have took hold of it and worship. But there's two more points. We have to reside in that truth. We have to, in our heart, let the Holy Ghost say, okay, now I know all those other four things. I like the part about worship. And let worship mean more to us than anything else. Many times I tell the Lord in my prayer, Lord, I'd rather have the anointing. I'd rather have worship than anything in this world. Worship in spirit and in truth. Let's read the text together in John chapter 8, verse 30 and 32. If we reside in that truth, it preserves freedom. Freedom in Christ Jesus. Our freedom physically is being taken away by our own government. You know that. But there's nothing but you that will not take away the things of God. The world can't take that away from you. The world, it has to reside in your heart. And once it resides in your heart, Washington, communism, and atheism, and all those isms don't make one bit of difference about worship. If you allow it to reside in your heart. Isn't that good? Because the world is going to do wickedly. More wickedly. And we can think about it, and we can process it, but we really need to try to filter it out, or else we'll never worship in spirit and truth. That hinders us from worship. Read the text together while he says in John chapter 8 and verse 30 through 32, and then we'll read verse 36. We're residing in truth and preserve freedom. As he spake these words, many believed on him. We're reading the word of God. He's speaking to us. We've recognized it. We've received it. It's been revealed to it. And the residue that remaineth is worship. Now let's let it reside. As he spake these words, many believed on him. He's doing the speaking. He's doing the drawing. He's doing the filtering out of all that because they received it. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. Now, before they believed on him, they believed in themselves, remember. They may have believed the Old Testament, but most of them did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. They thought, and I still talk to Jews, I love Jews, they're God's people. But I talk to many Jews, I have many Jewish friends. And when you get to have a friend, you can talk straight to them, and they may get a little upset, but you got to speak truth. And they say, some of them, what difference does it make if I believe he's coming or he has come? It means the difference between heaven and hell. Because, see, a head belief that Jesus is coming and he will be the Son of God is not good enough. You recognize that fact because the Word of God teaches it to the Jews. But it's got to be received. It's got to be revealed. It's got to be accepted. And now he's talking to Jews that once believed that he was not the Messiah. But once they believe, listen to what he says. If ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed? And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. No more confusion about it. No more worry. These people that believe in Judaism. And yes, they believe that Jesus would come. But now they believe he has come and he's here. He's the truth. He's a way. He's the only way. And Jesus says to him, you have to reside in that. You gotta filter out all those unwanted things. Listen at the text again. If you continue in my word, remember his word is truth. His word is the only truth. Then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. Been revealed, it's been received, it's been accepted. It's the only thing that's left, because everything else is gone. And the truth shall make you free. The truth that resides will give freedom. We'll never have freedom in this world. There are those that try to tell us what to do. Our freedom being lost more every day in the world. But don't think of it too much. I just bring it to your attention to let you know that's not freedom. Even if we could return to the ways of our forefathers and it were the old paths, as Brother Brandy is talking about, it still would not be the important thing, because the important thing is to know that he has set us free. Free from sin. Remember, the blood of Jesus Christ is the only ingredient that can filter out sin and filter out all the junk. The blood of Jesus. No other ingredient. And if it's applied, if it's received, then we worship him. We reside in that. And the truth will give you freedom. One more verse. Verse 36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Freedom in America is wonderful. We thank God for it. Even if it's taken away more than it is, it doesn't matter as much as we tend to think it does, because if a Son, Christ Jesus, set us free, we're free indeed, and nothing else can come against it. You could live in communist Russia, or you could live in China, some nation that wouldn't let you assemble to worship, but you could still be free in Christ, and nothing can take that away. Isn't that wonderful that God has thought that much of us? Because we're in America, we can still congregate and worship, thank God. But other people in China and Russia and other parts of the world, Iraq and Iran, cannot. And even though they're as saved as you and I are, they can still be free indeed. How? Because the truth of God residing in us through the Holy Ghost gives us freedom. So let it reside. Let it lead us to worship. Lastly, the refuge and the acceptance can be found in this truth. What's the truth? Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior of the world, my Savior and yours. Read the text together in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Refuge in Christ Jesus. And the acceptance. Where's it going to be found? Through this truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Steady to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How are we going to divide the word of truth? Holy Ghost will enable us to do so if it resides in us, because we're still in the world. And we see the world and we hear of the world. Even though there's a lot of filters going on, the only thing that will lead us to truth is through the precious Holy Ghost. Rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase into more ungodliness. Now that's our responsibility. The Holy Ghost will do his job, but we have to make application. We can take refuge and we can have the acceptance. Now he is given a direct charge to you and to me to do this. It's our responsibility. Listen at verse 16 again. We're to shun it. That means stay away from it. If you're in a congregation and can't escape and they're talking about babblings and profane sin, just ask the Holy Ghost to filter all that junk out. Get out if you possibly can. And that's your charge. We have to shun it, vain babblings. And if we don't, it will increase into more ungodliness. The Holy Ghost has enabled us and helped us to accept that residue that's left in worship. But see how Satan tries to snare you and get you back into it? Easy if you hear and are part of vain babbling. It'll lead you away from worship back into ungodliness. And the Holy Ghost gives you that ability to shun it. Verse 26. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. If people do not avoid those babblings and those profane things and they keep dabbling, I'm not talking about losing your salvation. I'm talking about losing your joy and your inability to worship. Truth from the precious word of God. Aren't we thankful that the Holy Ghost is in charge filtering out all the unwanted and all the hurtful things? And if you allow him to take due process, then we can walk in the joy of the Lord. And Nehemiah says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Sometimes we look weak and frail because we let all the world and the things of the world, the ungodliness of the world, get to us. The Holy Ghost wants to help us filter it out. Would you stand this morning, your heads bowed? If you're here this morning, you're not saved. The truth is that Jesus loves us. He loves you. He died for you. And he wants to save you. And that's true. You've recognized it. You've got to receive it. It'll be revealed into you by the Holy Ghost how to believe in your heart. No preacher, no individual, not mom and dad can tell any individual how to believe in your heart. That's the Holy Ghost's job. But you have to receive it. Altar is open. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for your word, your revealed truth. Help us receive it, to reside in it, to promote it. We can have joy in our heart. We can go through this unfriendly world rejoicing that our name is written there. And Lord, I pray for all those people in the world that's sick and afflicted, physical ailments. Some of them have died. Some of them are dying. And in the world, thousands are dying. Not only of this, but a lot of physical problems. But Lord, we're trying to concentrate on the spiritual this morning. That's the real thing. All these other things are important, yes. Father, if we can worship, and let that be more important than anything else. It's our joy. It's our strength. It'll get us through every trial, every temptation, every storm of life. Even if we're laying afflicted and we're in a position never to recover physically, we can still have the joy in their heart and reside in worship. I want to thank you for that. Thank you that you've made it so easy. All we have to do is be willing to accept it, yield ourselves to you, and rejoice in the hope of glory. Forgive our sins. Heal our land. Cause us, Father, to put more importance on the spiritual than anything else. In that precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. thank everyone for